It is not impossible to address the challenges of the Lake Chad region if local people can find ways to make a sustainable living, said an African Union envoy. Saying the linkage between poverty and radicalization was obvious, Binta Diop, AU Special Envoy on Women, Peace and Security, also highlighted the importance of putting women, the backbone of society, at the center during a time when gender roles are changing. Daniel Dickinson asked her how big the development challenges were in the area.
You know, I think it's doable. Even if the challenges are that we are facing are big challenges, but we have two agenda here. The United Nations agenda, but the African Union agenda 2063. And I think if you see the African and the governor here, because we have to bring it down to the local, the governor here and the government of this country, but also the UN, United Nations, and all UNDP, UN Women, you name them. And we have the Office of the Special Representative who is representing also African Union, but also the UN. All of us together, I think we can. And also the government of Sweden, who is willing to come and support. So for us, is to have that synergy and make sure that we coordinate our efforts to make sure that we respond to those challenges. It's doable.
What do you think is the main driver of radicalization in this area?
You know, when you analyze it, you know, this issue, link it to the issue of poverty. It's obvious, people don't want to look at it, but this is one of the reality that we have seen. But we need to build more human security. We need to build more school for our children, the health, and the women who are the one resilient here. They are the one living here. They don't want to migrate. They don't want to go anywhere. They want to stay here. This is their city. This is their land. They want to cultivate it. Otherwise, other people will come and maybe take their children, you know, for other issues that is not their own issues. So we need just to give them whatever is possible for a livelihood to be human being and living here. And I think this high-level delegation of women coming from all over, either it is Sweden, United Nations, Deputy Secretary General, the Executive Director of UN Women, and the head of OSA, all of us here, and the UN in the region, Minister Fali is here, all of us, we say we need to make sure that together we can make it, too, because as I said, it's not impossible. It's not.
This morning we've seen a small project, women, fisher folk, they're getting new nets so it's easier for them to fish. These are very small steps in the development process.
The traditional role of man in this society, so things are, gender roles are changing. Before you saw the men going, bringing fish, taking the cow, now the women are taking those ownership and leadership. And this is what we realize in Africa, in the development, we need to put women at the center because they know it, they understand it. They know if this one, the lake disappeared, themselves will disappear. So they will take care of it. So we are here to support this initiative of the women, the backbone of this village, of this society. And I'm sure the governor will support the women to transform this place.